Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 21st of January, 1971. The title is Alaukik Invitation for the Subtle Region. Alaukik Nimantran for the Avyakt Vatan. Bapdada says, today you have invited Baba for a meeting. This Avyakt meeting can only be celebrated if you stabilize yourself in the Avyakt stage. Are you able to understand this? Today, Baba is seeing to what extent everyone has become the embodiment of power. Everyone has become Shakti Swarup. The images of all of you, the memorials of the Shaktis, are shown number-wise. How can the images of the Shaktis be discerned? Do you know? Do you not know the image by which your powers are discerned? The memorials of the Shaktis are created in various ways. Number-wise. Have you forgotten your images? The memorials of the Shaktis are shown, number-wise, in different forms and with many arms. Sometimes, those images are shown with a certain number of arms. At other times, they are shown with a different number of arms. Some are the Shaktis that have imbibed 8 powers, some have imbibed more, and some have imbibed less. Sometimes, 4 arms are shown, sometimes 8, and at other times, 16 are shown. They are shown number-wise. Today, Bapdada is seeing how many powers each one has imbibed. You call yourselves Master Almighty Authorities, do you not? Master Almighty Authorities means, Master Sarvashaktivan means, those who have imbibed all the powers. Do you have a vision of your form of power? When Baba sees each one's form of power in the subtle region, what does he see? In the subtle region, Bapdada has an alaukik exhibition. How many images would it have? You can count the pictures here, but can Bapdada's pictures be counted? Bapdada is inviting you to come there. The one who has to give an invitation gives it, but those who have to arrive must be able to reach there. Bapdada is giving all of you an invitation with a millionfold great happiness. Each one can have an experience. If you were to experience the Avyakt stage consistently, you would experience that, just as through science, something which is far away can be experienced as being near. In the same way, you would be able to see the activity of the subtle region here very clearly. With the power of the intellect, you can have a vision of your form of all powers. At the present time, because there isn't sufficient awareness of it, you are not able to be powerful. Finish the waste, and then you will become powerful. Finish Vyarth, and you will become Samarth. Baba sees everyone's different forms of effort in the subtle region. They are very beautiful. All of you don't see your forms as much as Baba sees the many forms of all of you in the subtle region. You people can pay special attention one day and see how many forms and what your forms were like throughout the day. You will laugh a lot when you see the different postures. Nowadays, you see many postures of others. So see yourself. Have a vision of your many forms. Everyone has the desire to come to the subtle region. But ask yourself, have you carried out all the tasks that you have to carry out as a Brahmin? Only when you have accomplished all the tasks, will you become complete. The present time is such that you have to pay attention to every step you take. Because there isn't attention, you have the tension of effort. Therefore, add only one word, attention. Then the many forms will become the one complete form. Therefore, now pay attention to every step. You heard that nowadays, all souls wish to experience happiness and peace. They do not wish to hear a lot. In order to give an experience to others, only when you yourselves become the embodiment of the experience, will you fulfill the desire in others. Day by day, you will see that just as those who are hungry for wealth come to beg for alms, in the same way, souls who are hungry for the experience of peace will be desperate to receive alms. Now, when just one wave of sorrow comes, souls who are wallowing in this wave, souls who are drowning in this wave, search for the support of a straw. Many beggar souls will come in front of all of you to receive alms. So do you experience yourself to be a soul who is overflowing with the experience of supersensuous joy and all powers in order to quench the thirst of such thirsty, hungry, and desperate souls? Have you accumulated the treasure of all the powers and the treasure of supersensuous joy, so that not only does your stage remain constant, but you fill other souls as well? You are the children of the bestower who fills the apron of everyone. Are you not? This scene is going to come very soon. Even the doctors will not be able to give medicine for this sickness. This is why they will come to you people to receive this medicine. Gradually the sound will spread that the experience of happiness and peace can be received from the Brahma Kumaris. After wandering around, many souls will reach the original place. In order to make many such souls content, are you content in your every action? Only contented souls can make others content. I repeat, only contented souls can make others content. Now prepare yourselves to be able to do such service. Such desperate souls will not even be able to wait for the 7 days course. So at that time, you have to give one or another experience to those souls. This is why Baba has said that now make yourselves ready to accomplish your tasks as Brahmins. Now, do you understand which service you have to do? Whilst you are busy in the corporeal, Bap Dada is the helper in the avyakt. When the children have courage, the father gives help. So tell Baba, who is busier? You were given the experience of the subtle region in the beginning, and it was even better than the experience of those who went into trance. So experience that now. You have the flying vehicle of the intellect anyway. Some children are very stubborn about certain aspects, and so Baba has to accept what they say. Now be stubborn to have an experience. Acha. Then Bap Dada has a meeting with a group. Bap Dada says, are you all preparing your own subjects and bhagats? You will need subjects until the end of the Silver Age and bhagats from the beginning of the Copper Age. Create bhagats and subjects. There is now to come a time when you will have to keep giving and filling their aprons. Such desperate souls will come. They will be pleased even if you give them a drop. Just as they speak about a motor a minute, you will have such machinery. There will be service through everything, your drishti, attitude, consciousness, and words. Your drishti, vritti, smriti, and vani. Your home should be such an ashram that whosoever comes there cannot wait to go to the center. These people, the dadis, wandered around at the time of the establishment of service. You people came when everything had been already prepared. They extracted the butter after having worked hard. You came when it was time to eat it. However, those who have to eat the butter must be very strong. Always think that the souls who come into contact should receive what they need. What would happen if you give water to someone who needs chapatis? Someone may need to be given regard, but if you tell that person to sit on the floor, how could he sit there? It is possible to give the course to someone sitting on the floor, but some have to be given it sitting on a sofa. What did you do when the governor came? You gave him regard, did you not? It would not be possible to interact with him through the normal system. You receive regard by giving regard. If you give the same dose to everyone, they become sick. Nowadays, when patients go to their doctors, they don't want a long course of medicine. They go, receive an injection, and that is all. The same happens here. As soon as they come, make them fly. Do you do such service? You can do service through your nature as well. According to the drama, some have good nature, and so they have the help of their nature. You can make someone your friend and impress her with your experience. Don't leave her alone and think that she is not listening to knowledge. Bring souls into connection first, and then bring them into a relationship. You can bring a person close through your nature. Experiment with this. All of you are the images of support that bring benefit to the world. When you consider yourselves to be the images of support, to be Aadhar Murat, you will be able to uplift many. You will be able to do Uddhar for many. Those who do such service accumulate it in that account. For instance, there are various types of bank accounts. Whatever type of service you become an instrument for, that is the account it is accumulated in. The deeper the foundation, the stronger it is. The foundation is laid anyway, but if you lay it deeply, then it is strong. Just as you heard, people come into connection, but you have to bring them into a relationship. Those who bring many into a relationship will come close in the relationship with Baba. Those who bring many into connection will come close in contact there also. Acha, are you able to write your whole day's chart accurately? Are you able to know whether it is the speed of the mail train? Do you know how to match your sanskars with those of Bap Dada? Do those who have lived with the corporeal form, those who have experienced his thoughts and sanskars at every second, know how to match theirs with those of the corporeal form? Others have to draw them with the yoga of the intellect, but all of you simply have to bring them in front of you. This is why you have to match your thoughts and sanskars. You must not waste time. You must decide instantly what you must do and what you must not do. This saves time, and it also saves the power of the intellect, which would otherwise be wasted. Are all of you content with your effort? What plan have you made to be complete? How much time do you need to change yourselves? Have you received the certificate of contentment? Together with being loved by the self, together with being manpasand, you also have to be those who are loved by others, who are lokpasand. If those who are responsible for you to give you the certificate then you are loved by others. You have to keep your creation content. You have to catch them from their behavior, whether they are content with you or not. When you come to Madhuban, you can claim your certificate from the instrument sisters. All these certificates will be useful in the land of Dharamraj. A person driving a car carries a certificate, and by showing it, he is able to pass. In the same way, these certificates will be useful to you in the land of Dharamraj. Therefore, claim as many certificates as possible, because these Maharathis are those who are going to sit in the tribunal. These certificates will be useful to you. By taking certificates from here, you will develop the specialty of satisfying other souls. The experienced sisters give you teachings which enable you to satisfy many others. The certificates are the yukti to satisfy many. Does everyone know how to be loving and the form of power? When the creation of the creators who fill others with power is powerful, the creation will never fluctuate in its effort. If the students fluctuate, you can recognize that you do not know the yukti of filling others with power. The specialty is to bring others close and then to make them powerful so that they are able to oppose Maya. This is what you have to add. Obstacles may come, but they must not last for long. They come and they go. This is the sign of the form of power. Those who are content with themselves remain content with others. If others try to make you discontent, if you are content, everyone will become content with you. If you consider the defects of others to be your defects, you will become complete. I repeat, if you consider the defects of others to be your defects, you will become complete. Never think that you are not able to make effort because of a particular reason. By thinking that this is your defect, you will progress quickly. Otherwise, a lot of time is taken up in seeing the defects of others. Do you have love for the corporeal or the incorporeal? The specialty of those who have love for the incorporeal is that they remain in the incorporeal stage longer. Those who have love for the corporeal will have a good character. Each activity of theirs will be serviceable. Secondly, they will also enable others to develop greater love. Both the specialties of being incorporeal and egoless, of being nirakari and nirhankari, need to be equal. Is it good to be a child or is it good to be a master? To whatever extent possible, in relationship with service, there should be the stage of being a child, and in the stage of making effort, there should be the stage of being a master. In relationship with others, there should be the stage of being a child, and for the pilgrimage of remembrance and for churning, there should be the stage of being a master. With companions and in a gathering, there should be the stage of being a child, and when you are alone, there should be the stage of being a master. This is what it means to interact with yukti. Acha, do your zeal and enthusiasm always remain constant? What points do you have to remember for that? For that, whilst relating either with students or companions, there should be the desire to make everyone content. By maintaining constant enthusiasm, your godly zeal and enthusiasm will constantly remain stable. At all times, keep picking up on virtues from whoever you see. By taking power from everyone's virtues, your enthusiasm will remain constant. The reason why your enthusiasm reduces is that you see and hear about different forms and situations. If you have the desire to see virtues, your enthusiasm will remain constant. If you steal virtues, all other thieves will run away. Do you know the yukti of conquering everything? In order to become victorious, you have to understand the secret in each one's heart. When you simply listen to sound coming from each one's lips, you are not able to know the secret in each one's heart. By knowing the secret in each one's heart, you can conquer everyone's heart. I repeat, by knowing the secret in each one's heart, you can conquer everyone's heart. You need introversion in order to know the secret of everyone's heart. The more you understand the secrets, the more you will be able to please everyone. The more you please everyone, the more you will know the secrets. And then you will be able to become victorious. What are the signs of being easy-natured, of being saralchit? Those who themselves are easy-natured are able to make others easy-natured. To be easy-natured means whatever you see, hear, and do should be filled with essence, and just pick the essence. And whatever situations you are in, or whatever actions you yourself perform, should be filled with essence. Then your effort will be easy, and those who are easy effort makers will make others into easy effort makers too. Easy effort makers will be all-rounders in all aspects. There won't be anything lacking visible in any aspect. They would not be lacking courage in any situation. They wouldn't say, "I cannot do this now." By putting this main practice into practical form, you're able to become simple in every situation. By being simple in all aspects, you can pass with honors. Do you ever say for anything that you don't have any practice of it? To be an all-rounder is a different matter, because that is an earning. To be an example of an all-rounder is a different matter. But become a sample in front of everyone. Take a step forward in every situation and create enthusiasm for everyone in their earning through yourself. This is to be an example of an all-rounder. Do you have more sense, or do you remain more in the essence? Those who are just sensible are not able to become the images of success. The fragrance of those who remain in the essence lasts longer. Their impression lasts forever. There is an impression of those who simply have sense, but it doesn't always last. The garland of victory is around everyone's neck. There is a long one around the neck of some and a short one around the neck of others. What is the reason for this? As you become victorious over the situations that have been entering your mind, words, and actions from the beginning, so too the garland of victory around your neck is created accordingly. Look at yourself from the beginning, and you will know how long the garland of victory is. Nowadays, short garlands as well as long garlands are made. The more you become victorious, the longer the garland of victory you wear. The garland of victory which is shown in the four-armed image is not only symbolic of one, but it is the sign of the victorious jewels. So each one can have a vision of his garland of victory. The more you become worthy of the garland of victory, the more you will claim a crown and a throne. By understanding your present garland of victory, you can understand your future throne. Everyone will have visions here. Visions not only through divine vision, but there will be visions in a visible way. The visible proof is also a vision. This is why Baba asked how long your garland of victory is. One is the power of service, and the other is the power of love. Therefore, when you receive extra power, there is extra service taking place. You may think that you do not have physical power, but because of having that power, you experience someone else making you move. You receive a lot of extra power, but you become an instrument. Just as the corporeal form had extra power, because of being an instrument, it is the same with you. When you experience supersensuous joy, the attraction of happiness through the senses finishes. It is the attraction of the senses that gives sorrow. When you come under the influence of any one of the physical senses, because of the different attractions, they create a bondage in your experience supersensuous joy and happiness. When the intellect is able to remain stable in one place, there is a constant stage. Therefore, keep in your awareness the yukti that you have been given of keeping the intellect stable in one place. To move means to fluctuate, and then a lot of time is wasted. A lot of time is wasted in battling, in the images of the Shaktis, of the goddesses. What symbols of Shaktis? What powers have been shown? Firstly, they are decorated with ornaments, and secondly, they are the destroyers. What is the decoration of ornaments for? In order to destroy, consider yourself to be such decorated images who destroy. When you maintain the awareness that you are the images that destroy, you will never come under the influence of Maya. Always check whether you have adopted the ornaments accurately. If you have not adopted any of the ornaments, you cannot become victorious. For instance, a married woman always maintains the sign of a marriage. Therefore, the Shaktis must now always keep their ornaments of power. For instance, you see how when someone's physical decoration has worn off or is not right, she keeps on putting it right again and again. In the same way, if your decoration in the form of your ornaments is not right, you have to put it right. Those who are very old have to return after claiming a full right. You come to Madhuban in order to claim your right, in order to stamp yourself. Madhuban is the place for the final stamp, for the final tappa. When a letter has been finally stamped by the post office, it can be sent. Here also, the stamp of claiming a right to heaven is given in Madhuban. To come to Madhuban means to earn a millionfold income. You are those who destroy all obstacles, are you not? Those who destroy all obstacles cannot be defeated by obstacles. Always consider yourself to be combined. Bap Dada is your companion at every second. Ever since you took birth, Bap Dada has been your companion. Here you find a companion at the same time as taking birth. Logically, you take birth first and then you find a companion. Here you take birth and find a companion immediately. Are you proof of the effect of Bombay whilst living in the city of Bombay, Mumbai? Those who are not proof of this cannot themselves be the proof in front of others. A life filled with dharana becomes proof in front of others. Who become proofs of the effect? Those who are themselves the proof. Who is worshipped the most in Bombay? Ganesh. He is called the destroyer of obstacles. The meaning of Ganesh is master knowledge, the lord of knowledge. Those who are master knowledgeful can never be defeated because knowledge is said to be light and might. then it becomes easy to reach your destination. Both light and might is needed to reach your destination. You have to make your face such that both Bap and Dada are visible through your face. Whatever actions you perform, the virtues of Bap Dada should be revealed through those actions. What are the main virtues of Bap Dada that you speak of? The ocean of knowledge, love, bliss, happiness, and peace. Whatever actions you perform should be filled with knowledge. All souls should experience happiness, peace, and bliss through your every action. This is known as being equal to the Father in your virtues. You don't need to explain this. Seeing your actions, the thought should emerge in their heart. Whose children are they? Through whom have they become like this? If a student is good in studying and claims a scholarship, seeing him, everyone remembers his teacher. This is why there is the saying that student shows teacher. This is also a method to do service. Every action of your alaukik birth should be for service. The more service you do, the higher your future will be. The busier you keep yourself in service, the safer you will remain from Maya's attack. If you stabilize your intellect, no one will be able to disturb you. This is also a blessing of the confluence age, a constant and steady stage. To focus on one and to take as many blessings as you want by doing the service of just the one. When someone is intoxicated, he can't think of anything else. In the same way, when you have godly intoxication, you remain beyond the attraction of the other world. Then someone in bondage asked Baba, "Baba, I am in bondage and I have thoughts about not being able to do service." So then Bap Dada says, "Someone in bondage is better than someone who is free. Those who are free remain careless. Someone who is in bondage has a deep desire to make her remembrance powerful. If remembrance is missing, you won't be able to receive power. While staying in remembrance, do not have waste thoughts that you are not going to do service. At that time too, stay in remembrance and you will accumulate your income. By thinking in that way, power will be reduced. In order to become free from bondage, change your behavior so that your family members see that you have changed. Change your severe sanskars, let them do their work, and you do your work. Do not be afraid of seeing their work. They are doing their work forcefully. And so, you also continue to do your work with just as much force. Pick up their virtues and see how they are doing their duty, so that you too do the same. Out of all the souls in the world, so few souls have this fortune, and so you should be so happy. Happiness should be sparkling in your eyes, on your forehead, and on your lips. You are the child of the one who is the master of the treasures of happiness. So you have a right to those treasures. Do you have the experience that you had also come here 5,000 years ago? Do you remember that? What is the sign of a clear memory? The sign of a clear memory is that when you meet someone, you will have the feeling of belonging and you will feel that you have reached your own place for which you had been searching. Just as when you find something for which you had been searching, in the same way, have the feeling that you have now met your real family and feel that you belong here. This is known as a clear experience of belonging. Secondly, whatever you hear, you will easily and clearly be able to understand that. People find the subject of purity difficult. But those who are of the previous kalp, of the previous kalpa, those who have a right, will feel that purity is their original religion. They will find it easy. When you see some idols, you feel that they belong to you. The closer you are in relationship, the more clearly you will have that experience. Such experienced souls will not find it difficult to break their karmic bondages. It is not difficult to leave aside the things that are false, the things that are nakli. Acha, Om Shanti. Some important points to be remembered from this Murli. Master Almighty Authorities means those who have imbibed all powers. Only contented souls can make others content. Bap Dada is the helper in the Avyakt. When the children have courage, the father gives help. Do service through your drishti, attitude, consciousness, and words. Those ones who bring many into a relationship will come close in the relationship with Baba. Get the certificate of contentment. If you consider the defects of others to be your defects, you will become complete. Both the specialties of being incorporeal and egoless need to be equal. By maintaining constant enthusiasm, your godly zeal and enthusiasm will constantly remain stable. Keep picking up virtues from whoever you see, and your enthusiasm will remain constant. If you steal virtues, all other thieves will run away. In order to become victorious, you have to understand the secret in each one's heart. To be easy-natured means whatever you see, hear, and do should be filled with essence. Easy effort makers will be all-rounders in all aspects. By being simple in all aspects, you can pass with honors. Become a sample in front of everyone. Those who are just sensible are not able to become the images of success. When you experience supersensuous joy, the attraction of happiness through the senses finishes. Every action of your alaukik birth should be for service. Om Shanti.